That last sentence is taken directly from his letters to his wife, which I'll get into later. This next poem, and I think I got about 4 or 5 left, so just to let you know where we are. Don't want to tire y'all out. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. But this next poem gets into the relationship between John Lomax and Leadbelly. After they met, they kind of started a prison chitlet tour, which kind of ended up being a college tour that ended up winding its way north. Okay? Eventually, they signed a managerial contract, which serves as the epigraph for this poem. So the name of this poem is 5-Year Sentence. And part of the contract between Lomax and Leadbelly read like this. For $1 and other valuable considerations, including the services of Alan Lomax, I hereby agree that the division of the net receipts from musical engagements during said term above expenses shall be 1/3 to me, Leadbelly, and 2/3 to John A. Lomax. When you reach for the pen, you know there's no balm for bad luck's bitter herb, so you close your eyes and pray. No. You close your eyes to blink it back. No. You breathe in the last breath of a man who knew his value in weight and work. Blink hard, let out the air of a man who knows the difference between way and no way out. You pick up the pen slow. The ginger, bloody way your knees kiss concrete for your last crawl out of Sugarland prison solitary. You pick up the pen the way you lifted your shovel to bury a blizzard of convict-coated bodies. The state's cipher covering names with the sound of loose earth hitting coffin lids. Number 45902, number 52642, number 82365. On, a gospel-bent blues beneath each number. But when you add them all up, they equal the same. Another man dead after sun and soil and stripes and sweat. Stole everything he ever had and willed you to bend your back around. Yet another spade. You pick up the pen, and when you put it down again, you are 2/3 less than what you started with. 1/3 the man your father raised you to be. 33 cents on the dollar for each time you open your circle of song to push blues into a circus cage spotlight that shrinks as tight and as small as your skin.